Yeah, happy Monday, everybody. Hello, welcome to the show. I'm your host, David Burrows, and I'm sort of singing. I don't know why. I can tell you probably why, because I was out on the motorcycle earlier today, and it's a beautiful day. If you're watching live today on Monday, supposed to be beautiful all week as well. Thank you, Mother Nature, for finally showing up. I don't know what else to say about that, right? But it is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I wish I'd have been the guy that came up with that line. Yeah, I would have had to wear sneakers and slippers too, though, right? And a sweater instead of a jacket and a tie. But welcome. Nice to have you here today on Monday. You can trust that day. And it's just nice to be getting out again, right? You know, what else can we say about that? And wherever you're watching, I hope you'll take a moment. Say hello in the chat and the comments. Even if you're not watching live, if you're watching this as a replay, I still want to hear your comments and want to hear you say hello. What are your plans for the summer? Do you have any? Traveling? Even just to travel in Canada. It's nice to travel in Canada, especially... Okay, so that was kind of a segue into what I'm coming into next. Ontario's Blue Coast, I got to tell you. I stopped down at Tourism Sarnia Lambton here last week. I popped in. Surprised Mark Perrin and said, hello, Mark. And we ended up chatting for a good hour. So I distracted him from his work. But I picked up this here as well. The Sarnia Lambton, Ontario Blue Coast. You know, dine, stay, and discover. And I've lived in Sarnia Lambton all my life. And I still go through and I go, oh, yeah. Like, I just randomly opened this up. And we got like our Kona Lions Museum, Forest Museum. This is all a part of Lambton County, right? Lambton County Archives, Lambton Heritage Museum in Grand Bend. Grand Bend, a part of Lambton County. Moore Museum. I'll tell you, I got out there, I guess it was a couple of years ago. Everything was a couple of years ago, wasn't it? The Moore Museum has this, well, they've got lots of great stuff out there, but they've got this beautiful train set up there. You know, like, remember the model trains and stuff? They've got a whole room just dedicated to that. It's very cool. Oil Museum, Plimpton. I've always had a hard time saying Plimpton. Why is that? Plimpton, Wyoming Museum, Somber Museum. And I believe, don't quote me to this, but you can get a membership. I think it's like $20 to get a membership to go to all the museums. $20. Don't quote me on that. If it's $25, I'll pay the difference. I shouldn't have said that. Everybody's going to get a phony receipt or something. Blue Water Trails. There's just so much going on. Even to, like, where did I see that a moment ago? Of course, Imperial Theater and stuff. Where is it? I don't know. But it's like, go to Walpole. Take the ferry. You can take the ferry again, right? So when I run into people and they say there's nothing to do, I just want to hit them with one of these. Go, like, there it is. Convenient Crossing for over 100 years. Thunderbird Crafts and Trading Post, right? Kettle and Stony Point. So much to see. Fresh Local, Petrolia Farmers Market. Anyway, you get the point. There's a directory in the back here as well. And, of course, you can get all of this. You can't get all of this on the website, but there's the website to go and check it out. And here's Ontario Blue Coast. What else is there to say? Let's go to the comments. Who's first? Camera Coats. Hello, I'll be at the cottage. Where's your cottage? I see all your pictures, Cameron, and, like, you're on boats and you're driving cool cars. And it's like, where are you? And how about them Leafs? Well, I shouldn't have said that. I don't know. Was it last night? Did they lose 5-0 or something like that? I'm a Sting guy. That's it. And good afternoon, Pete. How was your weekend? I had a great weekend. Actually, I'll tell you, Pete, I was out on the motorcycle earlier today and I saw you and Catherine sitting at a bus stop on London Road. So hello. And, I saw your request for a ride in my car. We'll have to see if we can make that happen, right? That would be fun, right? But you know, if I take you, then I got to take Catherine. She's going to want a ride too, but that's okay. Where did everything go? There's the comments. All right. And you're clicking the like and the love buttons. Oh, Dom's out there clicking the love button. There he is right there. Hello, buddy. Nice to see that you got back home all well, right? That's good. So Ontario's Blue Coast, you check that out online, and don't ever tell me there's nothing to do around here. KnowYourShips.com. I went there last year and got these two books, actually. I ordered. Are they both the same? Yeah, one's like a paperback style, right? And the other's a binded style. They're both slightly different. But you go through, and it's got all, like, if you want to learn about the ships that go through here, like, and just talks about here and beyond, right down to all the details of all the ships. And, like, you could sit for hours if you got nothing to do, right, under the Blue Water Bridge, and it just never gets old. Never gets old. I'm happy that it's warming up again. It talks about the flags on the stacks and everything. This is worth checking out, knowyourships.com. Let's take a look at that, actually. Why don't we do that? Well, there's Ontario's Blue Coast. There's their website right there. So much to see here. But then I wanted to show you this, Know Your Ships. And you can go online here and just purchase the books right here. And there's lots of information and different. Here's a gallery. Well, look at all these ships. And there's something to do. No ship. So check that out online. And, you know, even if you're just sitting at home looking for something to do, these are fun things to do. Speaking of what to do, Sarnia's got a calendar of events. You can go to there's the website on your screen there as well. And because my friend Dom, I saw the book here. I wanted to mention this. I had intended. There's my friend Dom's book. You can still get that on Amazon. My Journey with MS, A Long Road, and he's still going strong. And a portion of the proceeds from Dom's book, My Journey with MS, goes to the MS Society of Canada. Dom, I know you've already donated some money, and that's fantastic that he wrote this book. And, of course, I'm pretty proud that I was able to write the foreword for the book. That's exciting. And this one here I picked up not too long. Am I doing, I don't want to, I'm no Oprah, but I'm not starting a book club by any means. I wouldn't mind Oprah's money. Okay, The Slight Edge is, listen, this is the book. I've had this book for 15 years. This is the latest edition of it. This is the book I wish I had when I started reading personal development book. I wish I'd have read this one first. This is an easy read. It's a USA Today national bestseller. Probably 15 years ago, I met Jeff Wilson in person in Oklahoma. I was at a business conference years ago, and I had several of his books, and now I've got the latest one. Turning Simple Disciplines into Massive Success and Happiness. Now, listen, I know you can go to the bookstore. Oh, another one of those books, right? You can go to the bookstore. You can go to Amazon. You can buy all kinds of wonderful, positive mindset books. This is an incredibly unique book. I have two copies around. It's right up there with Atomic Habits, if you've heard of that. This one, a little bit higher. But anyway, this has been a big part of my success by following what's going on in that book. So check it out online, The Slight Edge. I'm thinking I want to start having like authors on the show. And we're going to expand the show coming up in a few weeks, hopefully starting in a few weeks, where we're going to do a community segment. And then I'm also going to reach out to some other part of the world. What do you think? Anywhere else in the world, on the planet, maybe there's somebody you've seen that you think would be cool to see them interviewed. And I'm going to just start reaching beyond the borders of China. We'll still keep a community segment, but then we'll have a worldwide segment. Because I got a lot of friends all over the planet, and I thought, why not bring them here on the show and share with the rest of you? So look forward to that over the next few weeks. But there will always be a local community segment here on the show. Before I get started, of course, I got to say hello to all of my sponsors and thank them. Hughes Intelligence Security Specialists, and they were sponsors at my Sarnia Sting broadcast, and they're here on the show as well. Thank you, Barry and his group, for their support. Huron Signs SWO, they're part of AG Event Graphics group of companies. Guy and his team for 10 and a half years now been supporting me. Thank you so much for that, Key. And Joe's Discount Tire, right at the bottom of Indian Road Overpass here in Sarnia. And of course, Tourism Sarnia Lambton or Ontario's Blue Coast, also known as, great supporters here as well. Mark Perrin, as I said, will likely join us in the next coming weeks to talk more about Border Fest, what's happening there, of course, and some other things that are happening here with Tourism Sarnia Lambton. And also, last week we had Alex Billings join us here. He was talking about the Royal Canadian Legion Petrolia and the Sarnia Street Cruisers getting together for a car show. Who doesn't like cool cars? I'm going to drive my car out there and put it in the show on Saturday, May 21st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Their music and prizes and burgers and dogs and cash bar and just a whole lot of cool cars. Might be some motorcycles showing up out there as well. And you'll be supporting the Royal Canadian Legion Petrolia Branch for some maintenance and repairs and stuff. So a great cause out there as well. So looking forward to that. Put those down on your calendar. And we'll also post links to all this stuff happening after the show. All right. Well, now that things have opened up a little bit more, of course, there is more happening, and we're going to get to that in just a moment. I think she's ready. Yep, I think we're ready. Deb, how are you? You're muted.
There we go.
It happens, right? I was on a meeting this morning. It was online. There's always one.
But there are a lot of people who would like to mute me. So,
oh, come on now. You and I have the same problem. We just love people and love to talk.
We do.
How are things at where are you sitting?
I am at my home office in Petrolia today.
Nice.
So just wrapping up a little bit of work. I was off for a few days, so I'm playing catch up and yeah, had this opportunity with you. So skipping out for a few minutes to do that.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for being here. This is exciting. You've heard me talk about so many things that are happening. You heard me just talk about the car show happening. And you've got something happening out in Petrolia as well, an outdoor spring craft and gift show.
We do, yes. Yes.
And who is we?
We, the Optimist Club of Lambton Central Petrolia. Okay. We just celebrated our 40th year in the community, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
And everything we do goes back to the youth in the community.
Well, and you've been a part of this group for quite a while?
10 years.
Wow. They must like you to keep you around that long.
Maybe a little bit.
Right.
But I like them too.
Yeah, there you go. So supporting youth in the community, can you talk about some of the things that the club does to support the youth?
Yeah, so we run several events in the community that support the youth. We have something called the Pillowcase Program, where we have volunteers. We purchase, with the money we raise through our events, we purchase material that we have volunteers make pillowcases. Those pillowcases are donated to Blue Water Health, both the Sarnia and Petrolia locations. So when a child checks in overnight, they get to pick a pillowcase, maybe Disney characters on it, something that they like, and they take it home with them when they go. We also support a cross-country run for the students at the public schools. We also run an oratorical contest, writing contests. So it helps engage the youth in their future as well through some of these endeavors that we run. And some of them are just fun. We run a Canada Day event where we purchase about 150 books and bags.
Oh, wow.
The youth of the community comes out. We read stories to the littles and they can pick a brand new book and a little bag to put it in to take home just to promote literacy.
Well, that's certainly important. And we've had Literacy Lambton on here a few times too. And it's amazing how a book goes a long way, getting back to the fundamentals of things and getting parents to read to the children, etc. So these are really unique things that the club does compared to a lot of times we get the normal thing, okay, we'll do this, but this is really reaching out and connecting with the community.
It is. We try to be as involved in the community as we can. If there's an event going on, chances are the Lambton Central Petrolia Optimist Club will be there. It could be just our food booth, or it could be some of our volunteers there supporting. We have a great event coming up called Run for the Groceries. So locally, you can purchase tickets to that at our grocery store on certain dates, or reach out to any of the Optimist Club members. It is a large large fundraiser for us. So the tickets we sell, actually the winner gets 5 minutes at the Heidi's Independent Grocer in Petrolia, where they will get 5 minutes to scooch through the grocery store and win up to $1,000 in groceries.
Oh my gosh. Jennifer would love that.
There are second, third, and fourth prizes as well, but the big prize is that. And again, anyone can reach out through our Facebook page, or any of our club members would be happy to sell you those tickets.
And when is that happening?
It is taking place, and I am so sorry I don't have my tickets in front of me to tell you that, but I believe the actual run is in July, but I could check that out. I'm so sorry.
Let me know so I can post that, and maybe we'll have to have you back to talk about that.
That sounds like
a riot.
It is. And, you know, people in the grocery store are warned ahead of time. Hey, we got someone coming through that they need the time and they need the space. So we have a lot of
politely saying, get the heck out of the way.
I know. Yes. We should put a horn on that cart.
Right.
But yeah, I'll try to get some more information to you at a later date.
Let's talk about what's coming up this weekend, Saturday. From 9 to 4. And this is this is happening outside, is it?
It is. It is our first spring craft show. We've had shows for about 9 years. Typically, they run at a local inside venue, but with COVID last fall, we did our first outdoor show. We had 64 vendors, and I want to say we had around 1,000 people come through, which is a great number for our town. Awesome. But we advertise in about 150 locations around the community, other communities, radio stations, you know, obviously with you. And it's a wonderful event. So this is the first time we're tackling a spring show. It will run very much the same way as our fall show for those that did come out to it. It is from 9 to 4, Saturday, May 14th. This time we have 67 vendors.
Yeah,
that's everything amazing. From handcrafters to non-traditional. Non-traditional would be something like Scentsy or Avon, Watkins, that kind of thing.
Wow. Jennifer, yeah, she's definitely going to like that one too. I'm going to be broke.
Uh-oh. Got to keep working, Dave.
Right?
Yeah.
No, that's just really good. You really attract a lot of different people. I know like Mother's Day just passed, but like this is, I know, dare I say that word? Like you could really prepare for that thing in December that happens.
Yeah, we could. Christmas?
Yeah. So, I mean, this could be like a full day for people to come out. I mean, you're also having like, a barbecue food and refreshments. So this is probably kind of a social thing too, I imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. I think people are just wanting to get out, see what's going on, see what's happening. Once again, we have a diverse amount of and vendor types joining us.
Yeah.
The food and refreshments, it is the Optimist Barbecue. So there will be hamburgers and hot dogs, chicken burgers, cold beverages, Coke, Pepsi, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It is rain or shine as well. So even if it's raining, even though it did in the fall, we're still expecting, a lot of people to come out. There is no cost for admission. It is absolutely free.
That's a bonus.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is taking place right behind the library, downtown Petrolia at our market.
Yeah. Downtown Petrolia is really a great and there's a lot of history there too, right? I really like that. So, I mean, you just go for a nice little walk, stop by the craft show and support the club there. Let's talk a little bit more about the club if we can, just for a moment. Like,
sure.
Who's making up this club? Like, we've got long-term members.
We have one of our charter members. So he's been with the club for 40 years.
Wow.
His name is Ted Gravel. Absolutely wonderful gentleman. And we have new members. We have something in the fall called our Now Meeting. So anyone who's interested in joining our club can come out to that meeting, learn a lot more about our club and what we do within the community. And that's kind of how we get new people in. I think we gained 2 new members or 3 new members last fall. So it's really nice to see that people want to join us. And, you know, there's that fellowship that goes along with the new friendships. And that's a great part of our club as well. We have a really wonderful group of people.
Yeah. What was it? What kind of things? What did the club have that coming out of that? The longest 2 weeks ever. what was that? Were you guys able to keep some fundraising going during that time, or what did that look like?
Yeah. No, we were still running our pillowcase program. We did run the craft show. We did that. We did have some food booths out there at some events that were running. We weren't able to do everything that we normally do for the fundraising portion, but even though we weren't able to fundraise as much, we were still in the community. We were still part of Santa at the Center. We were still part of, anything we couldn't do in person, like the snow sculpture contest, we made it online. We just wrapped up a contest for kids to submit their art pieces. It was done online, and they were able to bring pieces to a designated stop where they dropped them off. And then we did, obviously there was a little bit of a vote that went on with that, but it's on our Facebook now, posting who the winners were. So yeah, it's been a long 2 weeks, but we've still managed to be in the community and rouse around the youth.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic because, and especially for the youth, because the youth really, we all suffered in some way or other, but I think the youth really were super frustrated, not being able to get out with their friends, not being able to, there's a lot of mental health that goes on attached to this sort of thing. And I imagine those pillows go a long way with some folks, right?
Some of those kids, like a nice pillow
to hug when nobody's around.
Yep. And I've mentioned it to people when they say, well, what do the optimists do? And I've mentioned the pillowcase program and they're like, oh, that was one of the pillowcases my kid got when they were in the hospital. So it's nice to see it. I mean, I know we're doing it, but it's nice to hear the feedback as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Plans for the future after this? Okay. You've got the run coming up. Coming into the fall already, I imagine you're already scheming already.
Well, we do have our Canada Day celebrations. We do have Run for the Groceries. We will be doing some events. The Petrolia Fair is going on again this year. So we'll be there with our, it's called a Toonie Table draw. So we have businesses locally and around the surrounding area that make donations to us. We put them all on display and then we sell tickets, 8 tickets for $2. And you put it in front of the display as a bunch of bins and you put the ticket that you want to win the prize of in that bin.
Oh, okay.
And we draw the tickets at the end of the weekend.
Nice.
That's what our Toonie Table is on our poster as well. It says Toonie Table Raffle. What we're doing is the vendors are all donating an item that they make or sell to us. And we're doing that same idea. We're selling 8 tickets for $2 and you get a chance to win an item that is there that day.
Nice. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. I'm really glad that you reached out and we connected and I was able to. I think, why didn't I not have you on the show sooner?
I mean, I don't know, Dave. I see you everywhere. So
I know. Who wouldn't want to join just because you're a member? You're always laughing and smiling and always having a good time. When we see you out and about, we always get big hugs from you too.
Yeah. One of my favorite things, getting those hugs in. So, it is an amazing club. And thank you so very much for extending out the opportunity to come on and speak to you about this event. We're hoping we get people from all over. We've had people in the past from London and Tilsonburg make the trek up to our event. So
Tilsonburg, where in the heck is Tilsonburg? Isn't that a song?
Where is that? It's nice to see that people are coming from even afar they've gotten to know our event.
Yeah, fantastic. Deb, thanks so much. I always like to give everybody one last chance before I let you go. Is there anything we missed?
No, I don't think so. Following this spring craft show, we'll be looking at one in the fall again.
Okay.
So we'll be reaching out to you. Maybe we can get a little plug in there. And just check out our Facebook page. Check out our website. We would love to have you reach out to us.
Very good. You're welcome back anytime. Let's make it a habit.
Thanks, Dave.
Take care.
Take care.
Our friend Deb from the Optimist Club, the Lambton Central Petrolia Optimist Club, to be specific. Great to see them connecting with the community and specifically doing things for the youth in the community. So thank you again, Deb, and to all the volunteers. Hey, thanks to volunteers everywhere. But this is going to be a lot of fun. Let's check it out one more time. May the 14th from 9 till 4, Rain or shine, Deb said, and Deb will probably be there. You won't miss her. She is the happy, laughing, smiling one, ready for the hugs and all that stuff. Rain or shine, free admission, and you heard all the information there as well. So glad to give support to them. And if you want to find out more about the club, or maybe you're interested in joining or being a volunteer, simply join them online on Facebook. Thanks again, Deb. All right. Well, my one and only guest today, because I really wanted to give them some focus time here today. So I was glad I was able to do that. And as I said, coming down to the future, we're going to keep the community side local, of course, here. But what else would you like to see here? Would you like to see, you know, musicians from other communities, authors? Let me know in the comments if there's anything in particular you'd like to see here on the show, as I'm getting ready to expand and do some new things to freshen things up around here. But always going to be, always going to be welcoming all of you to join me here every week on the show. And again, if you're watching the replay, still put your comments down below. I'll be sure to check them out and let me know what you want to see here on the show. And keep an eye out for those motorcycles. I'm one of them. Jennifer's another. My son and a whole bunch of my friends. There's two wheels on the road and we are harder to see. So make sure you've got that third eye open, if you will. And for those of us riding motorcycles, we got to respect the road as well. And Ride of Respect coming up on June 18th. I'll have more clear details on next week's show. So I hope you'll join me for that. And do me a favor, check out all the sponsors that support the show. And if you can, give them your support as well. That's all the time I got for you this week. Have a great week and an even better weekend. I will see you next time right here in the show. Bye.